The Daves Next Door, written by Will Carver and read by Sid Sagar. One of the Daves says that his tongue exploded, that he had an allergic reaction to something. It swelled up in his mouth so much that it just popped, and he ended up in hospital. That's when they found it, the tumour on his brain. Then he says,
"They reckon I've got a 25% chance of living."
Not a 75% chance of dying. He sounds mistakenly optimistic. But the fact that he sounds like anything other than a drunken muffle leads his neighbour to conclude that this Dave is probably lying. This Dave stinks of white wine and piss, and surely the inside of his mouth should look like strips of weak old deli meat if something detonated in there recently. Shit, Dave, that's... what, they can't treat it? What else can you say? Sorry to hear that. Still a chance, eh? Show me your tongue, you damn liar. The damn liar insists that he's on some medication that can shrink the thing, that he has to keep going to the hospital for checkups.
That's probably why you haven't seen too much of me over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
It's true. He's been cooped up inside his flat, trying to drink himself to death. He rents. The tongueless idiot has changed the locks on the front door so the landlord can't get in. He hasn't paid his rent for months. Blames it on the tumour and the tongue thing. That's why he hasn't been at work or whatever.
Yeah, I might have to stay in hospital for a bit while they do some tests, see if the thing is getting any smaller, you know?
His mouth is disgusting. Teeth like a burnt fence. Thick, white globules of saliva forming in the corners, stretching as he spits out another of his made-up tales. The neighbour can't stop looking at it, though, trying to catch a glimpse of the allegedly blown-up flesh inside. This Dave is on edge. He doesn't like being outside the flat in case the landlord shows up. But he also has a compulsion to check his letterbox on the ground floor 5 times a day. No one knows what he is expecting, but it must be important. Perhaps a letter from his fictitious doctor about the imaginary tumour. Oh, right. You'd have to stay in there long. The neighbour regrets the question immediately. He just wants to leave. Now it's a conversation.
I don't know. It needs monitoring.
The Dave stutters. Caught off guard, he hasn't prepared this part of the story and has to improvise. Now neither of them wants to be here. The neighbour nods politely. This Dave stares at him for a few seconds, then says,
"Anyway, I just wanted to check the mail. I'm expecting a check."